In addition to doctors and nurses, a number of other professionals play an important part in the response to the coronavirus pandemic. Today, in the latest installment of our series, The Essentials, we look at the role of a hospital chaplain. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
Cliff Genge doesn't intubate a patient or check their vital signs. He provides another kind of lifeline at Rochester General Hospital. Genge is a palliative care chaplain. He provides spiritual and emotional support to seriously ill patients and their families.
We always are a source of hope and comfort and peace and encouragement, but even more so now because we're doing double duty in that we're doing our own role, but we're also kind of passing along the message from family as well.
The restrictions made necessary by the pandemic mean visitors can't come to the hospital to comfort their loved ones. If they're lucky, they can talk to them on the phone or maybe on a video chat. And if that's not possible, then Genge becomes the conduit.
Even if they can't hold their loved one's hand, I go in and hold their loved one's hand and talk to them and reassure them and pray with them if it's appropriate.
Genge described a recent COVID-19 patient as a relatively young man with two children and a wife at home.
And she had to put up a brave face for all the family that's calling and providing support and things. And so I guess I sort of played the role of that third party that's able to kind of hear how vulnerable she could be and how afraid she might have been at certain times.
Genge is giving support, but he also says he feels surrounded by it. He talks about coworkers thanking each other for showing up at work every day and community members stepping up to help people.
Why do we need a pandemic to be this supportive to each other? You know, maybe we need to carry some of this kindness going forward.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.